And now, 5 Good Minutes.
Well, in the words of the Lima News covering this story, I will quote, the Republican-controlled Ohio legislature gave gun owners a bit of a Christmas present over the holidays, passing 2 pieces of legislation that erased some laws concerning concealed carry permits in Ohio. Neither with final approval yet, but it looks like Governor DeWine is going to sign one of these things. Let's bring in Tim Dimoff, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services, our go-to guy when it comes to gun stories and crime. And all. Tim, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Bill.
Okay, the way I understand this, and doing some work on this last night, and I did get some info from the Ohio Buckeye Firearms Association as well. Interesting letter to the editor and the Columbus Dispatch from them over the weekend. The Senate bill would drop the requirement of the permit to carry a concealed handgun. The gun owner would not have to notify a law enforcement officer during a traffic stop. The House bill would also drop the mandate for the concealed carry permit for those 21 and older, unless there's a federal or state law to prohibit that. It would also drop the requirement that you had to tell a law enforcement officer you had a handgun on you when you're in your vehicle for a stop. Your take on the 2 pieces of legislation as far as your consulting work and all with police now?
Yeah, Bill, a lot of people are concerned about it, and let me break it down. You're correct. If this passes, you would no longer have to apply officially for a carry concealed weapon permit for just in Ohio, and you would not have to apply for the application. You also, there would be no background check done because you're not applying. And this is really called the Second Amendment or the Constitution Bill, meaning the Second Amendment already gives you permission to bear arms, and that's where it's coming from. There's almost about 30 states that have passed it or are about to pass this law, so it's got a lot of traction. Now, if you carry conceal under this new law, I did say there would be no background check, but a lot of people are concerned about that, and I'm not concerned about that at all, because when you buy the firearm, there would be a state and federal background check done on you anyway. So it was a little redundant. So the background check will continue. The carry conceal permit is good in Ohio, but if you want reciprocity, meaning your carry conceal weapon permit ability is good in Ohio, and you want it also to apply to other states nationally, you have to then go back to the official carry conceal weapon process and do it officially, or your CCW is only good in Ohio. And lastly, you would not be required to tell a police officer that you have a carry conceal weapon. But if the officer asks you, you would have to tell the truth that you are armed or there is a firearm in your vehicle. So those are the nuances of this new law.
Carrying a firearm without a license is a concept that is law in 21 states, including West Virginia, Kentucky, 34 states, including here in Ohio, of course, allow open carry without a license. Tim, let me ask you about the part where you don't have to tell a police officer you've got a firearm. Let me just set up a scenario. If you're pulled over for a traffic stop, it's dark or light or whatever, the lights are behind you, and you know, in most cases, you try and have your dome light on where an officer can see the inside of your car, and you got your hands maybe where you know the officer can see them. At that point, they're saying you would not have to tell the officer, by the way, I have concealed carry, I have a weapon, or it's in the car somewhere. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but you've also got some, you know, private property things when it comes to the car. Do you think law enforcement has a problem with that part of this bill at all?
I think that law enforcement is a little bit against that aspect of the law. But on the other end, I've been in law enforcement my previous career for 20 years. Every police officer approaching every car should just automatically assume, and they're trained to assume, that there is a weapon in the car. And I think law enforcement needs to emphasize that more and stronger. because you really need to approach a car. Those are dangerous situations, and you should be prepared for the worst scenario as a police officer and not let your guard down. And as a former law enforcement officer, yeah, it bothers you a little bit, but realistically, you're supposed to approach a car as if it has a firearm, and then there's nothing wrong with that police officer asking, is there a weapon in the car? And they do have to tell you the truth. So I don't think it is as bad as it appears on the surface.
Tim Dimoff, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services. The two bills, one in the House, one in the Senate. It looks like the governor will sign one of them, but they got to agree between both bodies. Good take and analysis. Tim, I appreciate your time. Thanks much.
Thanks, Bill.